You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, ABC soap opera fans. This is Soap Dirt on YouTube, and we want to talk today real quick about who is Dex Heller, because he is moving more and more into front burner storylines, but there is still so much mystery around his backstory that it has created a lot of questions about exactly who he is and what his ultimate agenda is, because right now it seems like he is acting on someone else's behalf, but could there be more motivation for what he's doing than we have seen exposed so far on General Hospital? So we're going to dig in and we're going to talk about that. Real quick, if you haven't already, click that subscribe button below so that you get all your latest General Hospital video updates right here from Soap Dirt on YouTube. And let's dig in into who is Dex Heller. We first met Dex on May 5th, 2022. He's played by Evan Hoffer, and he's definitely a hottie. And now that he's got a lover on the show, we're getting to see that physique on display pretty often. So he is almost at a year. He's going to hit a year on General Hospital during May sweeps. But still, we're awaiting a lot of information. It has come out little by little in dribs and drabs, but with no specific info. Like, we're hoping to hear about whether he has a backstory that ties to existing characters already on the canvas. You know, is he related to someone in Port Charles, or is he just this independent agent who's carrying things out? So the one thing to know about him, one of the first things we learned about him is that he is an Army veteran, and he had several close calls when he was in the military. And then we find out later that Brick, played by Stephen A. Smith, was poking around into his backstory for Sonny, that he had a dishonorable discharge for assaulting an officer. And at a glance, of course, that sounds really bad. But in fact, when it came out, he admitted to Sonny Corinthos that his CO was abusive not only to the soldiers in the program, but he was abusive to his own family. And so he assaulted him basically as punishment for his behavior. So Sonny totally gets that because he grew up as an abused kid. The other thing that we know for certain about Dex's background, in addition to him being discharged and him being a veteran, is that he had two older brothers that relentlessly tormented him when he was young. He was hospitalized 5 times for things they did to him, but his parents brushed it off with the, oh, boys will be boys attitude. Sure, boys will be boys, but when boys assault other boys and they're hospitalized 5 times, doesn't it seem like as a parent, you need to step in? And so Dex has this really toxic family, and he enlisted in the military to get away from them. This is something else he has in common with Sonny. If you remember Sonny's backstory back in Bensonhurst, New York, he had a very abusive stepdad growing up, and he is still scarred and tormented by that. So he's a veteran. He also was an MMA fighter. And then after he got out of the military, he turned mercenary. And when he first came to town, he had scored a gig managing Volanino's Gym, which Chet Driscoll, played by Chris Van Etten, had managed it. And he is a fellow military veteran. You may remember that Chris Van Etten is a real-life war veteran who is a double amputee. And they address that and his amputee status as a character for a while on General Hospital. He was the brother of Amy Driscoll, who's a nurse at GH. So we found out that he got the gym gig, and then he worked his way into getting a position working for Sonny. And the whole reason that it looks like he's wormed his way closer to Sonny is because of Michael Corinthos, because Michael hired him to target Sonny. Michael wants to punish Sonny. He wants to take everything from Sonny. It sounds like he almost wants him in prison as well because of Sonny choosing Nina over Carly and the breakup of the marriage. So it's all just very messy, and, you know, we have to question if there is more to Dex's backstory than just him being a veteran and a former fighter, and now he is on Michael's payroll. Is there some kind of tie? A lot of people wonder if there is a tie between Sonny and Dex that has nothing to do with Michael. So the other thing that has gone on about Dex, and in terms of who is Dex, is he was at one time suspected to be the Hook Killer. Do you remember that? He had saved two of the first three victims of the Hook Killer. The first victim was Ava Jerome, who was attacked at the Quartermain picnic, and then Diane Miller was attacked at Brando's garage at the time. Dex happened to be at the picnic, and it was Jocelyn Jacks that found Ava, and Dex was there because he knew field medic skills from when he was in the Army. He was able to stop the bleeding while emergency workers came and took Ava to the hospital, and Ava also hadn't been hit. That was before that the Hook was using a toxin on the Hook, so that was another reason she survived. And then when Diane was targeted, by then they had figured out the toxin stuff and they had an antitoxin thing happening, but he happened to stop by the garage and Diane was attacked, and the timing was just bad, but he saved her life too. But initially the PCPD had accused him of being the Hook Killer. So he saves these two women's lives and then he's accused. And you know that saying, no good deed goes unpunished. Because when the police brought him in for questioning, Sonny stopped by and basically put an end to the questioning, saying, if you haven't arrested him, he's going to leave. So that seems like, oh, Sonny's bailed him out. Well, no, Sonny took him back to his restaurant and they tied him up, and I think in the freezer or storage room, and were basically trying to beat a confession out of him that he was the Hook Killer. But the thing about him being an MMA fighter and growing up with abuse at the hands of his brothers is that he can take a punch. And so he took the torture while also insisting that he was innocent. And in the end, Jocelyn and Michael showed up and got him away from Sonny. But he went back to work for Sonny, even though Michael was like, this is enough, you need to go. And he's like, no, I'm going to see this through. So that's why it feels like there's something more personal between Sonny and Dex. And we still have to wonder if there's a shared person in their background, if this vendetta against Sonny is personal. And the other thing about who is Dex, another answer is that right now he's Jocelyn Jack's boyfriend. You may remember that he got shot while working for Sonny, helping Anna escape custody from Pentonville, and he was shot during the escape attempt, and then Jocelyn helped him and he was recuperating in her dorm room, and that's when she really started taking notice of how hot he was, and she ended up cheating on Cameron Weber with Dex, and then she later broke up with Cam, but it was quite clear to Cam that she had cheated on him, and there's a whole lot of hurt feelings. And of course, Cam's left town now, and Jocelyn is openly dating Dex now because her mom knows, and Michael has now found out, Sonny has found out, and everybody isn't pleased about it, but they're letting it slide. So Dex is also Jocelyn's boyfriend right now. He is on the payroll of Sonny. He is on the payroll of Michael, but things have started to change in his perception of Sonny by two recent events, one of which is they recently saved each other's lives. They were at a gunfight. It was in the warehouse. It was actually a sneak attack on them, and Dex first saved Sonny's life, and then Sonny saved Dex's life. And so he's starting to rethink Sonny in a way, because Sonny risked his life for him. And then just the other day, Christina Corinthos was telling Dex all about the charity that her dad, Sonny, has set up in her name. And it's for like at-risk youth or something. And it's some kind of housing initiative. But Dex took a very peculiar and intense interest in that conversation with Christina, because she unveiled for him this great thing that Sonny is doing. And he's acknowledged the fact she wants to work for the community. And he's also helping at-risk youth. So he's finding out more things about Sonny, and we have to wonder if he will rethink this vendetta. We also have to wonder if Michael will rethink this vendetta, since Willow Tate is making her dying wishes known, because she is on her deathbed presently, and she wants him to be on good terms with Sonny after she dies. Of course, she has no idea that Michael has been targeting Sonny all this time, and she wouldn't be happy if she found out about it. So when you ask who is Dex Heller, the answer is He is an Army vet. He was an MMA fighter. He is in the employ of Sonny. He's in the employ of Michael. He is working towards sabotaging Sonny on behalf of Michael, and he is also Jocelyn Jack's new boyfriend. And there's a whole much more story with him, and it'll be exciting to find out if there is, in fact, more backstory between him and Sonny and some ties between them. If you haven't already clicked that subscribe button, reach down and click it right now so you don't miss any of our General Hospital updates right here with Soap Dirt at YouTube. Check out SoapDirt.com for lots more daily General Hospital spoilers, and don't miss any of the intense action coming during May sweeps when we might see this whole plot with Dex working with Michael against Sonny come to fruition during May sweeps.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.